In order for you to be a thermostat, you must do your homework. And that means you will go to the Justice Department. And you look at the records about juvenile crime today, and you'll see that teens of color make up 1/3 of juvenile population. But people of color, nearly 2/3 of the population in secure juvenile facilities. That's not justice. That's just us. Since 1992, 47 states have passed juvenile justice laws that allow children to be tried as adults. According to the Justice Department Office of Juvenile Justice, the juvenile crime rate, like the adult crime rate, has been going down for the last 6 years. The rate of homicide arrests has dropped 68%. It's the lowest level since 1966. Look at all the major categories for major crime in juvenile, among juveniles. Rape, murder, robbery, aggravated assault, down by 36%. Now, despite this trend, we have these crazy politicians who are postulants and they want to be tough on crime, and they're acting in an irresponsible manner because they know the juvenile crime rate is going down. Yet they are making cheap political hay by calling for tougher terms and sentences on our young people. And let's tell it like it is. The brunt of this is being faced by African Americans and Latinos. Look at the numbers. Although African Americans represent 15% of the 10 to 17-year-old population, 15%, they represent 30% of the youth arrested, 40% of those held in custody, and 50% of all cases transferred to adult criminal court.